and welcome to the very first Speak Out Extra. I'm Paul Lavoie, and my first guest is a very interesting person. He's a CNN political contributor and the host of The Scott Jennings Show right here on KNTR Talk. And I'd like to welcome Scott Jennings to our first edition of Speak Out Extra. How are you, Scott?
I'm great, Paul. Thanks for having me, and I'm looking forward to getting back out to Arizona.
How did it come about that you're coming to our area? You're going to be at the Avi Resort and Casino giving a special talk to a group of Republican contributors, obviously, for the Mojave County Republican Central Committee. How is it that you got this gig?
Well, great question. I was in Arizona a few weeks ago doing a book event down in Phoenix, and I met a state senator for the area, and she was like, you know, we should do this up in Mojave County. And I said, I will be there because I love Arizona. And lo and behold, she did. And so here we are. I'm on my way back out to Arizona, and I'm excited. The book is great, called A Revolution of Common Sense. It made the New York Times bestseller list, and I'm really glad to get out and talk to people about it.
Yeah, we had Jody Segesser on Speak Out this week, the chair for the Mojave County Republican Central Committee. And believe it or not, your book is part of the price of admission. So if you paid for a ticket, you get a book, no matter if you're a VIP or just general admission. They get your book, so it's going to get some traction, Scott.
I love that, and if you come to this event, I promise you, I will sign it. So I'll have plenty of Sharpies. Sometimes people ask me, do you sign all those books? Why don't you get an auto pen? And I say, well, I don't want my book ruled null and void in 5 years. So I will sign every single book. If you come to this event, you'll get an official signature from me.
Oh, man, I love the sense of humor. That's great. I wanted to ask you, as a conservative panel member on CNN, how do you feel about your role on the network, and what kind of feedback do you get from CNN viewers? I can't even imagine what the job interview was like.
Well, I've been with the network now for, I guess, around 8.5 years. It'll be 9 years this summer. The job interview was very simple. Back when I got the job in 2017, you know, they didn't really have that many conservatives, and Donald Trump, you know, in their mind, unexpectedly won the election, and they needed somebody who could, you know, kind of speak for the average Republican, the average conservative, and that's really what I've been doing the whole time, and I get a lot of high fives in the airports out there from people who think, you know, finally there's somebody on CNN who actually sees the world the way that I do.
You just took me back to Donald Trump coming down the golden escalator, right? And I thought, well, okay, Trump's going to jump in. This is kind of weird because I was a Scott Walker Republican. Who did you support back then?
Well, I was initially, because of my previous affiliation with President George W. Bush, I supported Jeb Bush.
Okay.
And I've been loyal to the Bush family. They were very nice to give me my start in politics. But, of course, he didn't last too long. And you know, when the general election came around, I was more than happy to vote for Donald Trump. I voted for him 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I probably feel, truthfully, closer to him today than I ever have politically. And personally, I got to spend a lot of time with him when I wrote my book this year. So, you know, it's like for a lot of Republicans, I didn't really know him. I didn't know him as a Republican when he started, but I certainly think he's done some great things now, and I'm a pretty strong supporter of what he's doing for the country.
Well, at least your guy wasn't the first one out of that field, okay?
Yeah.
So tell me about the book you wrote, A Revolution of Common Sense.
Yeah, it's a book about roughly the first 100 days of the Trump administration 2.0. And really, I was inside the White House. I was with the president in the Oval Office. I went on some trips with him on Air Force One. I interviewed the cabinet. And I really wanted to kind of tell the story of how Donald Trump came back into Washington and really, you know, overwhelmed Washington. And I think that's exactly what he did, whether it was on policy or politics or media. He really did kind of overwhelm the Washington establishment. And I think, you know, for most people who voted for him, had a very successful first year. He did a lot of things with executive orders, passed a big, beautiful bill, a lot of foreign policy wins. Certainly, I think the border being closed and immigration crackdown, that I think was really one of the biggest promises that he kept. So the book is really kind of the story of how he came back into the White House and managed to accomplish all of that in his first year. The table was really set in the first 100 days, and that's what the book covers.
Again, we're talking with CNN political analyst and the host of The Scott Jennings Show right here on KNTR Talk. And Scott, what do you plan to talk about at the event for the Mojave County Republican Central Committee that's at the Avi Resort and Casino? What's going to be your main topic or topics?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the book and how I wrote the book and some of my interactions with President Trump, which are many of them are quite amusing. So that'll be part of it. But also, I've been talking a lot lately about the future of Western civilization and, you know, the fact that I think we're in a battle for the future of the West right now, and it's under assault on many fronts. And so I plan to talk about that as well. And I also plan to do a Q&A with the audience. So if folks have a question about politics or media or anything else, I'll sit there and answer questions for as long as people want. And I'll be also glad to sign some books, and we'll have a fun night.
Fantastic. Have a great time, and I'm sure the people that are going to meet you, you know, they're going for some pretty heavy appetizers as well and drinks, but they're going to have a good time. So make sure you have a good time at the Avia, okay?
I will, and my recommendation would be the more drinks you have, the more interesting I get. And so by all means, take advantage of the food and drink, and you'll have an amazing time there at the resort. We'll enjoy it.
I've heard that from a band or two. The more you drink, the better we sound, right? All right.
You got it, brother.
Scott Jennings, very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for being on Speak Out Extra.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.